Today I'm visiting with John Rossi, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator for Boone County.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
And we have Earth Day coming up.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's been around a long time and it's still being celebrated.
That's right.
That's kind of one of those, not quite the way it was some years. I remember years when we would have, like the schools, like sixth graders would get out or something and they would just go like from one end of town to the other and pick up all the litter they could and stuff like that. We don't quite get to do that now.
No.
But we have opportunities for people that would like to, because Boone County also has Keep Boone County Beautiful, which is an affiliate of Keep Iowa Beautiful, which is Keep America Beautiful. It's a big thing. We do have opportunities. I mean, we just barely scratched the surface with things we could do with Keep Boone County Beautiful, I think.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of potential with it. The Adopting the Road is something that's been around and continues to grow. We've had, it seems like over the last couple of years, a few more groups, families, organizations take advantage of that opportunity, find that place that they want to make a difference on, a stretch of road out in the county somewhere that's designated to be safe for cleanup and accessible, frankly. So there are some limitations with it of where we say we want you out cleaning up those roads. But if you're interested in that, we support it 100% by giving you the bags, the equipment to pick it up. We'll come out and pick it up when you're done, too. Just have to let us know that you're done. You pile it up, and we'll come out and grab those full bags of garbage that you've picked up, the litter that's unnecessarily thrown out there in the county on the roadways. So you can be a part of it that way. There's potential in town. You know, if you want to do your own thing, you know, I would always encourage that. That was something that, you know, take a bag with you when you're out walking, pick up a few things. Always be safe. Know what you're picking up. Don't blindly grab at stuff. You never know what's in some garbage, I guess. So take care of yourself.
There are things out there you shouldn't
be. Yes, there's bad things in the world, Jim.
I understand. I know that. That's why some of the things in the ditch, and I know, actually, the sheriff's department used to at one time do little things to if you see this, don't touch it, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll check it.
Yep.
That sort of thing. So there are those out there.
Yeah. And I love hearing those stories about people that go out and do that stuff and they clean up those areas. You know, I've had conversations with a couple of folks, one in particular, you know, the very passionate guy out in the community that picks up garbage throughout, all around. Mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of goes rogue without adopting anything, but, you know, his determination, his willpower, his desire just to clean up the county and make a difference is pretty invigorating and inspiring, frankly. And we could do more with that. And if I can support that, those efforts, I would certainly do that. It's that fine line between safety and doing the right thing, getting out and cleaning everything and, you know, going down in the ditches. You know, there's potential risks for being injuries and all those things. So, you know, accepting that, but also doing what you can, you know, and if you see things like you're saying, you know, you see that thing that maybe you shouldn't touch. If there's something big that's out there that's been illegally dumped, you know, report it. So let's get some help instead of trying to don't go it yourself and try to drag out that couch out of the ditch or something, you know, whatever it might be.
Not to put any pressure on secondary roads, but
right,
they pick up a lot of big things.
Yes, and thanks. Thanks to their work, too. We appreciate that.
I hate to mention it, but we're getting to that time of the year again. Well, not just where you can see it, but we have commencements coming up, graduation coming up. We have students leaving, moving out. How's that?
Yeah.
So
move out means clean out, which means dumping it somewhere sometimes.
And we know that, you know, like even over at Ames, we do know one of the things that they tried to do is if you have decent furniture, let's go through. They've got a program set up where we'll take it and make it available to somebody coming in next time.
Yeah. The ramp. The rummage in the ramp, I think it's called. They do a great service to that community that the things that you need to get rid of if you're moving over in that area anyway, donate it. There's a lot of organizations that are involved, the charities, nonprofits that are committing hours to labor to help with the whole process, and then they get part of the profits from the resale. And that is huge. I can't remember the stats that they said over the last few years that they've diverted.
It just keeps going up.
Yeah. And ultimately, why does it matter to us here in Boone County what Ames and Iowa State is doing with their move-out stuff? Well, it's huge because guess what?
Where it goes.
Yeah, one guess. That's all you get is one guess. Why would the landfill guy be wanting to promote that? Is because all that stuff, that furniture, those things, if they didn't care, and a lot of people when they're moving, they don't care. They'll just get rid of it. And mm-hmm. where would getting rid of it mean? Well, it's going to impact the Boone County landfill because that stuff is going to come to us. If you're unfamiliar with the Ames process, their power plant, they burn their garbage. You can't run a couch through their system. It's going to just get diverted. The bigger stuff, furniture, they recover a lot of metal in the process, but the stuff that they just can't handle process, it's just going to be rejected from them and come to us. So those are loads of rejects coming over, and they get buried. So, you know, everything has to go somewhere, and unfortunately, those things come to our landfill. So mm-hmm. why does it matter is for that purpose right there. So they're promoting reusing it. You know, I don't know about repurposing, but I'm sure there's people that are repairing those things. There's still things that are in wonderful condition over there and certainly of value. And, you know, that disposable society can be put on hold a little bit to say we're not going to throw all that stuff away. So, yeah, definitely a wonderful thing to do those the reuse, repurpose, replenish, repair, mm-hmm. all that stuff before you recycle.
Do we want her to come in and join you? well, just to inquire is all. That's all. Now, let's say people, I think, would be surprised at just the volume of when people are out there doing the picking up the litter and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I remember the years when you were a landlubber for the ROM,
yep.
which you are looking at again.
Yep.
What we do, it's been a while, but because just the amount of litter that you get in places like along the river, out of the ditches, things like
yeah.
I think people would be surprised at the just how much
yeah.
that is.
It's amazing when you see a few things on the side of the road as you're driving along, but when you actually get out and walk through there or clean up an area, how much more you find, certainly slowing down and getting out into those areas, you'll find surprisingly much more stuff than you anticipate. So, yeah, the land lovers out there, when we used to do the river romp, cleaning up those areas where all the traffic was, the dock areas, the water mm-hmm. access locations, found a lot of stuff that just shouldn't be there. It's so disappointing. I sound old and I guess,
do.
But it's just, why do we still keep doing this, Jim?
Yeah.
Why are we still littering? Why are we still illegal dumping? We keep our rates at the landfill very reasonable. We're one of the lowest in the states, in the state, I mean, one of the least expensive landfills, if you will. Mm-hmm. So our tipping rates are low for that purpose. And let's do the right thing, make sure everything gets to where it's supposed to go. Don't dump your appliances out in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of stuff. There's the ripple effects from those things, you know, that the stuff that gets into our groundwater, into our grounds, into our soils, and ultimately into our groundwater, all that stuff is coming back. And I think there's a lot of bad things that we've done over the years. There's a new the big push lately is about a thing called PFAS, PFAS.
Yep.
Polyfluoral alkaline substances. I'm not a chemist. I'm not a scientist, but you learn
but
some of those.
Those are big words.
They are very. but it's been around for a long time, but it certainly has become more prevalent in our world. Mm-hmm. These are things that are forever chemicals that are tied into waterproofing, heatproof, the stuff that kind of insulates, all that stuff. Right. So, you know, you think about your pots and pans that you're using, if you have that Teflon, that material that coats to keep it from non-stick surfaces, those have potential PFAS chemicals in those, so be careful what you're choosing. There's a big push about getting back to the old school cast iron, stainless steel, using those types of materials that don't have that coating on there because of the forever chemicals that are so prevalent in those materials. So just throwing that stuff out into the environment and the plastics that sit in the ground, when a plastic bag is laying there on the ground, it's been decomposing, you know, there's chance for PFAS to be released into our ground, into the soils. And then where's it going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Into the groundwater.
Down.
Where's it
going to
go?
Yeah.
And it's forever chemical means it's not going away. So
yeah.
It's going to stay with us.
Sure. One of the things actually coming up this weekend on Earth Day 2 is the drug drop off prescription drugs. Yep. You know, they're doing those events, Drug Enforcement Agency. And again, I remember all along, they said, we don't want it in the landfill because that leaches into, and I guess people would be surprised, parts of that, you can, they show up in tests downstream.
Yeah.
Which I don't care, it's downstream. But
ooh,
that's not a good
everyone's
thing.
Downstream though.
Yeah, I know. It's somewhere or other. Yeah. Yes, they are.
It's a constant cycle too with that, with those things. You know, it's that awareness, what happens to it. You know, you're taking your medications, you know, the drug drop off, instead of flushing them or dumping them out somewhere, you know, doing the right thing with them, make sure they're disposed of properly, because ultimately, yeah, there's always that risk. You know, at the landfill, we're trying to protect our waters. We have a liner in our cell and, you know, to keep the garbage, keep the stuff, the bad stuff out from getting into those things. Now, can you say it's 100%? No, I don't think you could. You know, there's always potential for something, but, you know, throwing those things away, doing it the right way, doing it the best way, that's what I would always encourage.
I think one of the things is, well, you know, so I've got these are old pills. There's only four in there. Yeah, throw them away.
Yeah.
But then someone else has thrown four, and then someone else has thrown four.
Everybody's throwing four away. Then something happens, right? Potentially.
But, again, there are better ways to handle
and
we're still learning a lot of them, so, I think. So Earth Day coming up, and one of the other things that, of course, is great is I'm holding up a piece of white paper here. It's a little one, a little piece of white paper. But you do have the office collection recycling and around the county. Are you still getting people adding to it? What becoming aware that they can, office paper in particular, I know, give it to us.
Yeah.
We got a place to send it.
So. Yep, you bet. And honestly, I think some of the stuff that we've experienced lately is the businesses that have been using this already for cardboard, they're like, well, can you also take paper? Well, yeah, you could take that. It's anything that meets our criteria for our recycling service, for our household residential recycling. It's the same thing. So it's all the cardboard, paper, but glass containers, plastic containers with the spit twist top lid, spin it's in, that mentality. Yep, there you go.
I showed my grandson that too. See, this can go.
Spin it's in. Simple little rule. So you don't have to strain your eyes to try to read that little number on the bottom anymore. You know, don't throw your pizza boxes, even though they're made of cardboard. It's got food contamination. It's still that stuff. Clean your stuff, and then it can be recycled. So we've gotten some businesses that said, hey, can we do more? I'm like, yes, please do. You know, let's make it worth our stop. We don't want to be, you know, the more we take is good. It's a little burdensome on us, you know, on the recycling side of things, but all that is being diverted away from our landfill. So do the right thing again, getting away from our landfill, doing the right thing. Now it doesn't say protecting our landfill just to get rid of it somewhere else, because that would sound like I'm saying just throw it out in the ditches somewhere. That would be a contradiction to what I've already said, because that's ultimately going to come to a landfill. So do the right thing with it. And all the white paper, newspaper, any construction paper, paper's paper, I guess. It's not about if it's white paper or whatever. It's
there is a source. Yeah. There is a resource, a place that it can go.
And it's simple. It can all be thrown together with your plastic container. Squish them down. Try to save some space. We pick up a few customers here and there, a few more businesses, a little bit. For the most part, we're holding steady, and that's good. You know, the more we can do, the better. So let's divert as much as we can by doing the right thing with our recycling.
And we're talking, you know, it's not just Boone. You guys go all over the county.
Yeah. Yep. So make trips over to Ogden. Ogden has their community drop-off location. We have our trailer sitting in there to help with that process. Of course, we have our 24-hour drop-off site here in town. I used to tell businesses, don't put your stuff in there, but really it doesn't matter. Everything else, we're going to go around to the businesses anyway, so if businesses are putting it in there, that's great too. But, you know, when the nice weather comes around, it seems like we get a lot of stuff going in there. Then when it turns cold and kind of miserable and windy, and which is fine, you know, when it's windy, we don't really want stuff being thrown in there because the wind will blow it out and then we have to pick it up and all that good stuff. So, but we definitely see a change.
A couple of times I've seen a lot of cardboard in there. A lot of cardboard. which is good. I mean, that is one of the things that is marketable.
Yep, It is, and can be reused several times before it actually turns to. And yeah, I guess another thing would be that everything has a recycling life. Aluminum can be recycled many, 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 many times. Cardboard will, you know, you take corrugated cardboard, the thick, heavy stuff. Next time around, it'll be a little bit thinner and thinner and thinner. Eventually, it's going to be that probably the toilet paper roll or the yeah. That really
not
thin stuff, and that's probably the end of its life. It's going to be recycled one last time. It's not going to be able to be recycled. So everything has a recycling life. Everything has an end life. Sounds like doom and gloom, doesn't it? But but it's the truth,
many things. Yep. Those grocery bags, we would like it to have a much shorter life, but they just blow around.
So. Yeah. Oh, the bags. The flags.
And again, we do have, there is, if you do it properly, folks, the stores do have the places where you can drop them off, and they send them off and get them done.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got somebody who does that process. I don't know if it's that energy efficient type stuff, but, you know. Well, I was going to say, because this week also with all of this going on, we've had Fairway, which has done a lot of conservation practices. I mean, since it started, in a long time ago, they did pallets and cardboard. They handled it themselves because they knew the volume they had. They had markets for it. So bigger companies can do that.
That's right.
For the rest of us, we got to use you.
And that's all right.
That's what we want.
Yep. Use what's available. You know, we made that available years ago, and we continue to do it because it's the right thing to do.
I was looking at my time here. We got to hurry. We got a few things to cover here for this. First of all, yard waste started last week. What a great day for it.
You bet.
I'm going today, maybe not. So big thing all along is, you know, you're doing kind of an honor system on this now.
Yep.
And no garbage in there, rich plant-based. That's the best I can go with. Out of your yard.
Grows it goes would be helpful, maybe. Yeah. We had that discussion the other day with, wood. You know, someone threw some wood in there, had a chance to educate again about no 2x4s, those aren't natural, those didn't grow there. Your fence that you put up, even if it's a cedar fence, you know, it's a cedar, but it's a fence. It's something you went to the store to buy those materials, and so those are out. We still find, you know, the occasional can, the bits of pieces of plastic, the bags that are not emptied out, and those are all things that just make it burdensome for us. So, you know, we provide this service. The landfill has done it for many years. I've often wondered why. It's a good service, and that's why we do it. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to do that because it does provide us a good service to the county, especially with the not burning and trying to limit how much smoke is going on and the problems that it can create with neighbors.
I was going to say, one of the things is you got some people that are passionate about doing it the right way.
Yeah.
You just don't have somebody there watching all the time.
Right.
So just do the right thing.
Yep, a lot of trust, and you know, it seemed kind of crazy. We have someone over there monitoring, you know, that system when it's really quite easy, you know, of what should and should not go in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you just step back and think that, you know, your swing set is in your yard, but it did not grow there. You've always mentioned the 2x4 tree. You know, those 2x4s did not grow directly. You didn't pick them off the tree. You know, they don't go in there. Green treated lumber, decking. I mean, flagstone, rocks. I can go on and on and on, but you know, it should be just. Just bring out your grass clippings, your leaves, your branches, and call it good.
And that's what we're at.
And if you're not really sure, you know, there's always that disclaimer. When in doubt, throw it out. Well, if you're not really sure if you're going to put it in the yard waste area, it probably doesn't go into the yard waste area.
And if you're interested in starting your own composting, you could do that too.
So that's wonderful.
There is that possibility.
You bet.
Gardeners, there you go. One of the other things, of course, you did the beginning of April, you started doing that first Saturday, the household hazardous waste. We'll have another one coming up here the first weekend in May.
Yes.
And once again, we'll get a chance to visit before then. But if somebody's doing some clean out, some things like that, and if you can hold it until then, you can bring it in there on that Saturday morning. That's fine. Yep. But you can also call and make an appointment.
That's right. If you miss the last Saturday and you can't make the next one, or just they don't work out for you, and you have time during the week, you get a hold of us. Just see if you can schedule a time. We just need to make sure we have someone available that can handle it, that's trained, certified to properly grab those things from you and store them properly. So give us a call at 515-433-0591. Ask about making an appointment for household hazardous waste. We'll see what we have available. And anytime basically 9 to 2 is what we try to focus on, so that we can get you in there, get it processed, and get you out before the gates close at 3. So, yeah.
That's the thing, too. Remember, yes, you do have to – you got a deadline to get done before, because work needs to be done to take care of things before you guys leave.
That's right.
Yep. There is that timing issue on there.
Just like our landfill, too. We cut off the time so that we can get things cleaned up, covered up, and safe, and then so we can be
– So if you miss the yard waste, I'm sorry, but don't throw it in the ditch there.
No.
Just saying. It's one of those many things that people do. Same for Keep Boone County Beautiful. If people want to find out about the program, want to be a part of it, pretty easy to do. Call that number.
Yep.
Easy thing to do.
You bet.
Check online, because I know with the website, you got a lot of information available on different things that are of assistance.
That's
to people,
right. So. I've always pushed about making a New Year's resolution to do something good for the environment. Now's another time to refocus and say, what else can you do? And maybe it's taking that walk and cleaning some things up.
There we go. John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. Thanks.
Thank you.